From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick and rejoined by my longtime Day to Day partner, Madeline Brand.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's great to be back. Great to be back with you, finally, after a long, long time. Okay. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the New York Times Baghdad bureau chief on leaving Iraq after 5 years.
First, the lead today is the rescuers still working to reach six miners trapped deep in a Utah coal mine by a cave-in. That was yesterday. No one knows if any of the miners survived. Rescuers say it could take as long as 3 days to reach them.
Here with us to talk about the accident is Davit McAteer. He headed the Mine Safety and Health Administration during the Clinton administration. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Madeline.
The miners, I understand, were using a method called retreat mining, and this is apparently one of the most dangerous forms of mining. Can you describe that?
Well, retreat mining historically has been the most dangerous system that we have in the country. As we continue mining in deeper veins and in more complicated veins, it becomes even more dangerous. And it's particularly dangerous in this young geologic area that is prone to these kinds of rock bursts.
So it sounds like it's an extremely dangerous way of mining. What kind of safety precautions are in place?
You have to take very serious precautions. And in fact, there'd been an examination of this mine from that standpoint by the Mine Safety and Health Administration in the months leading up to this accident, where apparently there was some concern or at least some interest in trying to understand the geology, because we don't fully understand why these things happen. But what we do know is that the retreat mining has a higher prevalence of having accidents, and the numbers bear that out.
Yeah, in fact, inspectors from the agency that you used to run, the Mine Safety and Health Administration, issued more than 300 citations against this company over the past 3 years, 32 citations just this year.
That number is not terribly high. It's probably puts them in the middle range. It's the types of citations that were issued more recently, one having to do with an emergency escapeway, one having to do with coal dust accumulation. There it's troubling, but the numbers overall would not place them in the high-risk category. It would put them sort of in the middle.
But 100 or more were called significant and substantial.
That's very true, and no citation is to be disregarded. But if you just take a look at the spectrum, would you put this mine in the worst category or the best category, it would fall typically in the middle. But those significant and substantial violations point to problems that you have that are of serious nature and that need to be corrected immediately.
The government has implemented new safety regulations in the wake of last year's Sago mine collapse that killed a dozen miners in West Virginia. Has that legislation improved the safety of mines?
It has, and I mean, remember, it's divided into several factors. It has increased the protection that miners have with regard to supplied air. The self-contained self-rescuers have increased in number in the mines, and that's been the case according to the management. It has not had an improvement effect in the area of communication. In this case, we've had a break in the communication because I suspect they were using landline, and that landline was broken. We don't have the wireless system or any other system now in place, and we can't communicate with them. We don't have also implemented a requirement to put mine rescue chambers in, the chambers where miners can go if there is an event. Now, whether that would have sustained or would have withheld the pressures involved here, we don't know. Secondly, we don't know whether the miners would have made it, but it would have given them the opportunity. So it's sort of a mixed bag. Now, this situation is different than Sago's, but the lesson here is that, as in Sago, if we can increase the time that we can keep the miners alive, we can get to them. But the point in this instance is that because the rock fall was so significant and so large, it's going to take us quite a bit of time to get to them, and the most efficient way, it appears now, is from the surface, and that's going to be lengthy because they're 1,500 feet underground.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
That's Davit McAteer. He's the former head of the Mine Safety and Health Administration, now vice president of Wheeling Jesuit University in West Virginia.